disappointed with the first half. You know, conceded those first three goals in the first 30 minutes, really. Just silly mistakes, not picking up properly and kind of tracking runners. So that was disappointing. But we come back, had a bit more fight in us, got stuck in and got a great goal through Charlie. And we were really hoping that would kind of spur us on to get more goals. But then, fortunately, again, just on the counter-attack, they broke us. But, you know, we've got to be proud to get here in the first place. And it's been a fantastic day. Kind of a bit of a blur, really. It all went so quickly. But, no, we'll look back at it and we'll learn from it and we'll use it for future years to come.
Do you think there were a few nerves at play, maybe, in the first half, in that first half an hour, when City got the three goals?
Maybe, yeah. I think all the players would be lying if they said they weren't nervous. I mean, even Man City probably were nervous as well. But I think, you know, we actually played some calm football in the first half, and I don't really think those goals reflected how we were playing. So I think that was the most disappointing thing. I think the performance throughout the whole game was good. Just sloppy goals, really. But, yeah, I think that might have played a part, maybe, in the kind of bit of a bad start to the game.
But when Charlie went on, she scored a fantastic goal, and it's probably one she'll remember for the rest of her life, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm chuffed for Charlie. You know, she's a youngster. To come on and score at Wembley, especially with your so-called weaker foot as well, it was a fantastic strike. And, you know, I was really hoping that would spur us on to go on and have the magnificent comeback. But unfortunately today it wasn't the case. But, you know, we'll definitely look to improve for future years.
So Manchester City have got the domestic treble now. What will it take for Blues to get even close to emulating that sort of success, do you think?
Well, I think we're still really early in our project. You know, we've only been together as a team for around 4 or 5 months, and, you know, Man City have been together now for 2 or 3 years. So that's definitely what we want to aspire to, you know, winning the trophies, winning trebles. But I think that'll come. You know, we've got a lot of youngsters. It's a great experience for them today to learn from it and build on it, and yeah, we'll definitely want to be emulating those kind of achievements in the future.
And the next target, to finish the spring series as strongly as possible now, with Bristol coming to Solihull on Wednesday first.
Yeah, we've got a big game against Bristol at home on Wednesday, so we'll you know, we'll recuperate from today. We'll still enjoy the occasion, you know, and but yeah, then refocus for Bristol, obviously, because we want to do as well as we can in the spring series as well as in the cup.
And great to see so many fans here. I mean, 35,000 people inside Wembley, loads of family and friends, obviously, from the Blues ladies squad as well. And it was a terrific occasion all told, wasn't it, Kate?
It was. It was fantastic to see that many people here. I even went into the crowd after, and random people coming up to me saying, you know, this is my first time I've ever been to a game, we loved it, we'll be back next year. And that's what it's all about. It's about inspiring these young girls and families to want to come back and want to get involved in football. And for me personally as well, I'll give a little shout out to my brother. He flew over all the way from America today just to be here, so I think that kind of got me a bit emotional. But yeah, I was a bit gutted I didn't win it, not just for him, but for the girls and for myself as well. But those kind of things spur you on to want to win it next year.